and welcome. This is Some Guy and the Bug Man Figure Things Out. I'm Some Guy.
I'm the Bug Man.
All right, and Bug Man, I believe you have the question for us today.
Yeah, so the thing that got me to thinking about this was whenever I make a purchase for work, I have to turn in whatever receipt belongs with that.
Sure.
I noticed the other day that every time I get a receipt, whether it be for that or go out to eat somewhere, go to the grocery store, that receipt does not make it out in the same condition of when I got it. Like just a few steps and it's already crumpled up. I don't mean to do it. It's just...
Yeah, just natural reflex.
It's just natural reflex. It just crumples up.
Yeah,
and with... And being the geek that I am, you know, Justice League is coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Very soon.
It is.
The movie. You know, does Superman have the same problem? And if I'm crumpling up like a receipt and I have to actively make myself not do that, he has to be doing the same thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, Superman lives on a sort of a freelancer's journalist budget.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's keeping up with his receipts,
that's
or at least
true.
Trying to track his spending. Yeah. And, you'd think, like, if Superman's going to crush his, that paper's turning to dust.
That paper is dust. How much more difficult is it for him?
He's like, crap, how much did I pay for that?
And like he has like carrying a two before, you know, at any distance for him would be that, you know, like proportionate to me carrying a receipt.
Yeah.
He has to be the most sensitive guy ever.
Yeah.
Like I feel like if I'm handling that thing, I have to just barely hang on to it and be very neat and careful and put it in my pocket neatly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Superman just handling regular items for us. What control would it take for him just to handle any given thing?
Well, I mean, he's a lot like us. His problems are...
Yeah.
His problems are, like, you know, we have problems, but, like, I have the same problem with crushing the receipts and sort of losing them, but his problem is still crushing the receipts, and it's heightened, you know? So it's still kind of human. So, I mean, really, I think the question here is kind of simple.
Yeah. What really is making them super?
Yeah.
Anyway.
They're not that different.
They're not that different.
Their problems are just exponentially larger.
Yeah. They're super, super problems. You know, or we just have problems.
They're normal folks with extra abilities.
Putting the suit on, the super suit on, I'm sure it has to be putting on one leg at a time.
Yeah.
Just like my
pants.
Just
like us.
Just one leg at a time. The next one that comes to mind for me and has been one of my favorite characters is the Flash.
The Flash, okay. He's a good one.
I really like him.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've seen him like in the old animated show, you know, you see him just like crumple walls with his speed.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, you know, even if he does have some super strength there, how many times is he punching that wall in order for it to crumple?
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
Like a million times.
Like a million times.
Because if he's not at least going to put on some brass knuckles.
Right.
He's going to have to... It's just like, okay, so we could probably... In theory, we could take down the same wall in the same number of punches.
Exactly.
It may just take us a million years to do it.
That's how...
So he's just... He's not stronger. He's just doing it...
Yeah.
He's just doing it a little faster.
That's how I imagine.
I can do that.
And to him, he's not moving super fast.
Right.
He's just moving
normally. So does it feel like a million years to him?
It would have to.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Right.
But to us, he's moving super, super fast. We can't see that. So say once you finally get the wall crumpled, then he wants to throw the rubble up into the air and toss it at whoever the villain is. How many times are you running around the thing or whatever it is to make it float? You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, because he's got to... you got to generate the kind of whirlwind or whatever, and that's really hard for us to do.
But
I imagine we could do it if we ran around it enough times. And
is he jogging? Is he running? Like, again, he's just doing it to him at a normal pace. At a normal pace.
Yeah.
He cannot do anything just one time.
Yep.
He's doing it over and over.
And the thing is, it's just, it's tedious. Like, his whole life is tedious. And I can relate to that. Like, I'm similar to The Flash because, like, okay, so when I was in college, I had to write papers all the time.
Yep.
And you know what? When you write a paper, you have to give, like, 100% of your effort to just that thing.
Exactly.
But when you're trying to, you know, when you're trying to do laundry, no one likes doing laundry.
Yep.
And there's really not a fast way to do it.
Right.
You got to process it. It's going to take an hour in the dryer, and it's going to take maybe 30 minutes in the washer or whatever. And in that order, by the way.
Yep.
And then, you know, you're going to have to hang it all and put all away. And it's just, it's not that it's difficult.
Nope.
And it's not, you know, so the Flash's life is a lot like that.
Exactly.
His life isn't difficult.
Yep.
It just takes a long time.
Right.
And, you know, he's experiencing that time in a different way, but we're all, the Flash isn't all that different from us.
No.
We're basically the same dude.
No, folks, he's not skipping steps.
Yeah.
You know, he's still having to do the same thing as everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
He just happens to do it quicker.
Yeah.
I mean, so much quicker that we think, wow, it must be really nice.
Right.
There's no difference. It's not better or worse.
So the next time you're thinking like, hey, The Flash,
mm-hmm.
I need to move a couch into my apartment. Can you kind of help me? And you're thinking, oh, it'll get done so much faster. You know, check yourself first, because it's not faster for The Flash.
Exactly.
To him, it's just, it takes the regular amount of time.
Yep.
And for you, it's super fast.
Shame
and
on
convenient,
us.
But
shame on us.
You know, you're taking advantage of the poor guy.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly. I don't know. And at some point, you know, and maybe this is getting a little off topic, but at some point, if you call The Flash and he doesn't help you move your couch, mm-hmm. is he a bad guy now?
Oh, well.
You know what I mean?
He really needs to share.
I mean, he does need to share. You're right. But at some point, even Superman will have to retire.
Yeah.
At that point, and like I said, maybe this is a little too philosophical. I don't know. And I'm sure there's some issue of something or other that goes over this.
Uh-huh.
If there is, please let us know.
Yeah.
But is he a bad guy now? Because he's become complacent, or The Flash doesn't want to help you move your couch.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of a bad guy then.
Well, yeah,
because
if Superman ever stops doing his job, then crime happens and doesn't get taken care of on a scale that only Superman can correct. So if he's not doing it, then, I mean, I'm morally superior to Superman.
I guess so.
Because I would do it.
Well,
and
you
had the ability, but we don't. So.
Yeah, we don't. We don't. So who are we to even,
I don't know. But, I mean, I can judge him.
As you should.
Superman's not a role model, kids. So thinking along the lines of other heroes, let's think about Batman.
Okay.
So Batman, he doesn't have powers. So he doesn't run super fast.
Right.
He doesn't move super fast like The Flash. He can't laser beam you with his eyeballs like the Superman does. But he's got other problems. The dude's rich, and that's not necessarily a problem.
No,
but he does have limited storage, because, I mean, you know, think about what he chose for storage.
Yeah, he's in the cave.
He's got the Batcave.
He's in the Batcave.
And you think, well, Batcave goes on forever. Well, no, it doesn't.
No,
folks.
Yeah, no,
there's
it
only
can't.
There's only so much underground cavity that
right.
you can really
right.
get out of that kind of space. And eventually,
mm-hmm.
you know, you start using storage,
yeah.
pay storage
yeah.
somewhere.
And if I'm not mistaken, isn't Gotham supposed to be like Manhattan or New York
mm-hmm.
where there's water just right there? So
yeah.
even if it did go on forever, eventually
you're gonna hit water.
You'd hit
you'd
water
be in the ocean.
So then
you
what do
flood
you do?
The place.
You know, is there some kind of
gotta get rid of it?
Like annual come to the Bat Cave extravaganza, everything must go.
Well, you know, he can't reveal who he is.
Sure.
You know, he can't show people who he is. So maybe here's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
So he yes, yard sale.
Right.
Perfect cover up.
Uh huh.
But he can't be like the Bruce Wayne.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Here's what I think he does. So, Batman hires like grandmas and other people to host their own yard sales.
Uh-huh.
And he distributes the product.
Yeah.
Right? And he lets them sell them, and maybe he gets a cut.
Right.
And then, you know, he can get rid of his stuff.
Yeah.
And he can empty out those garages.
Exactly.
You know, and kind of help the community.
He has to keep growing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the criminals are always going to come up with new stuff.
Yep.
He has to expand on the tools that he uses.
And he just sells it under Alfred's grandma's name or something where nobody's going to catch on.
Yeah, exactly.
No big deal.
Exactly. Uh-huh. So if he's... so okay, he's made room in the Batcave. Let's just assume he's figured out
all the space he needs.
All the space that he needs.
Yep.
He still has this as I remember, like I said back in like the animated Batman, the animated series, he has this Batputer.
Yes.
Bat computer.
Yes.
So how often are you even updating that thing? Like, he has access to all criminal records, all, you know, Google Maps and, you know, everything else. I mean, how often are you going in there? Where? What is he using? You know, Linux? Yeah. I mean...
Well, yeah, because he's got to fix his computer at some point.
Yeah, right.
And, I mean, you know, you'd think he'd have to develop his own thing, but maybe he just doesn't have time.
Yeah.
He's got connections with somebody at Google or...
That's true.
Something like that.
He's a high, you know, Bruce Wayne is a high-powered, you know, fancy kind
maybe
of guy.
He's probably good buddies with Bill Gates.
He might be.
He coded him in his own thing or something.
He might be.
Like, well, no, then you got blue screen. You can't handle blue screen.
No blue screen.
That Windows computer. It's shutting down viruses and whatnot.
Yeah.
This dude's going to Apple. He's going to Apple. He's one of the, Batman is a total Apple snob.
You know what I'm saying?
Total Apple
snob. You know he is.
Because Batman and Steve Jobs are a lot alike.
Yep.
See, Batman has this whole backstory where his life is tragic, and it's you know, he lost his parents when he was a little kid, and so he's got this whole vengeance thing going on.
Yep.
And you know, Steve Jobs is kind of like that. It his life is tragic in that he is so tragically arrogant.
Yeah.
That he just, you know. Yeah. Maybe he was the guy. He's the type of person that would order a hit on your family, and he has to live with himself.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's the, like, he's the kind of mad genius or whatever. So they're kind of like that. They lead both very tragic lives.
Sure. They could relate to one another.
Yeah. Mm. And maybe he needs some help.
Maybe he needs some help.
Well, okay. So I'm also thinking.
Yeah.
About Wonder Woman.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
Wonder
Woman's going to be there too.
So. Like, she's kind of, you know, she experiences problems just like we do.
She'd have to.
And every now and then I'm thinking, this woman's got the lasso of truth.
Oh, boy.
So every so often, she's going to end up hearing something she doesn't want to hear.
Oh, yeah. Like,
does the lasso sometimes give her too much information? And she's, I could have gone the rest of my life without hearing that one, bud.
It would have to, because you can't, I mean, I know that she asks questions and maybe you get the answers that you want.
Yeah.
But if I'm a criminal and I have all this guilt, you know, weighing on me for forever. Well, then the moment that I get this door open to my guilty conscience, why wouldn't you have all this stuff, you know, come
out? Like, I don't have to wait on you to ask a question.
Yeah, right.
Just start spitting it
out. Just start spitting it out.
Like, hey, I still wet the bed. Like 45, wet the bed.
Like he's waking up every morning thinking about how he's wet the bed. So of course that's the first thing he's gonna say.
Yeah.
Or like
he's stressed.
I still, you know, when I get hungry before dinner, I eat my own boogers or
my boogers tie me over, man. And then she's this look on her face.
Exactly.
Just, why? I haven't asked my question yet.
He's like, no, I have to.
Wait your turn.
This is coming. This is coming.
And he's like, I think Lion King is Disney's worst movie.
Oh, no.
And then she just...
Lock him up.
Why is
lock
he talking?
Him up.
Why is he saying all this stuff?
Yeah,
And you know, she's like, well, I kind of think it was the Avengers.
Yeah.
But this is a DC movie here. Yeah. So we're thinking, well, I think it was kind of Captain America. That was probably the worst one.
Yeah.
But you know, and then, like, you know, he shouts something else out, and he's just like... something crazy like I've stolen dentures, you know, I steal dentures and I collect them in my pillows.
Oh my god,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you just like stuff them in there and
I go to sleep every night on other people's teeth.
Yeah. And it's like my strange addiction. They just haven't accepted my episode
like,
yet.
Like he has this his childhood dream of being the tooth fairy. Yeah. So
and then Wonder Woman is just like, I just wanted to know where you work. Like, who you work for, dude?
Please, stop. That's enough. Let me just take this off.
And he's like, I'm sorry. It's just so much truth.
Oh, that's what a therapist she is. What a therapist she is.
Here, you guys, you got to understand, Wonder Woman wants to hear what she wants to hear.
Exactly.
She doesn't want to hear your problems. And she doesn't want to know all your truths.
Right.
Especially not those.
Oh,
so like I can relate to Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I'm like, man, I don't like.
Please
can
stop
you just
that.
Stop talking.
Oh, enough.
You know, Jeez. Well, folks, I think we figured that one out.
Yep, figured that one
genuinely,
out.
Genuinely. I think our question there, our question today was what?
Exactly. What makes them super?
What makes them super? Yeah, and they're not so super. They're not so different.
The lasso of truth.
They have problems we deal with.
Come over this episode, and we have, figured it out.
So yeah, if you're trying to figure out what makes them super, if you're trying, if you and your friends have trouble with this kind of question, and you think about superheroes and maybe how do I become one, you need to understand you're not that different.
Yeah,
none of us are.
Right,
They're just like us.
Same.
You know, they're not all that super. Exactly. So send those people our way. I think I think this one will clear everything up for them.
Yep.
And if you want, send them our way online. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Some Bugman.
Yep.
Bugman, where can they find you?
I am freshly on Twitter now. I'm going to be honest.
Freshest account.
A very fresh account. That is at Bugman_Bradley.
Yes, and I am at Chase the Rev on Twitter. You can find us both there.
Yep.
All right, folks. Think we can figure that one out.
That's right.
It's done.